Scott Johnson here with Video Games Daily, and one of the big shockers about last year was how much tabletop games dominated the Kickstarter charts, and how video games fell a little flat. Board games and miniatures continue to be hot commodities over there. But, crowdfunding for games generally are up overall 30%, but again, that was due to an almost entirely tabletop games. Video games remain relatively flat. According to the data provided by Kickstarter, there were nearly 400 more successful tabletop games and campaigns for them as compared to 2016. Earnings were up more than $36 million. That's an increase of about 36%. An average successful tabletop game raised $65,418 in 2017 compared to $59,000 in 2016. So that seems pretty good. I don't know what to take away from that other than, I don't know, video games, not that they've gotten a bad reputation, but there have been some high-profile goofs, right? And certainly, you know, tabletop is no stranger to this. They've had some unfulfilled promises as well. That is to say, the people running the campaigns. But I don't know. I feel like video games take it on the nose a little harder because of the very, very rabid, crazy player base. And again, that's not to say tabletop doesn't have their share of that, but they really hold their feet to the fire, as should they, because we want to get what we pay for. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see if 2018 is any different. Good luck kickstarting video games. May you achieve your goals and deliver on time. PlayStation Plus this month and this year, because we're starting new, has begun things with some pretty rad free games. Deus Ex, Human Revolution, and Telltale's Batman series. There's been an update to this as well. It looks like all of them are free now. For a while there, they weren't. Oh, let's see. Never mind. It looked like the December stuff was up for a little while longer. That is now not the case. But anyway, you're going to be able to get your hands on Deus Ex Mankind Divided. Oh, did I say Human Revolution? Yeah, Human Revolution is the 2011 game. Sorry. Deus Ex Mankind Divided. That's the newer one. It's good. I play that game. Still playing it on the PC. I got it on sale during one of the Steam sales. It's fantastic. No reason you shouldn't get that for free, as well as Batman the Telltale series, which I played all the way through and enjoyed quite a bit. They're going to have some Vita stuff, Uncanny Valley, Psycho Pass, Mandatory Happiness. No idea what that is. Those are cross-play, so you can do those on PS4 and PlayStation Vita. The two other free games for the month are PlayStation 3 games, King Games Sacred 3 and King Art Games The Book of Unwritten Tales 2. All six of these titles will be available from January 2nd, that's today, until January 6th. That is not today. Sorry, February 6th. That's a month and a couple of days from today. So anyway, good luck to you and enjoy those games, especially Mankind Divided. It's awesome. Really good. Make contact. Watch your six. An eye for an eye. Well, more news about PUBG. I swear it's the game that will just never shut up. But PUBG is likely coming to PlayStation 4. Good news. Only problem is, not anytime soon, and there is no early access plan. They made a pretty lucrative deal with Microsoft by all accounts, and that's how they got it early. But easily one of the biggest hits of 2017 on the PC, and now Xbox One. Seems to be going okay over there. They had said originally that it was going to be an exclusive title on Xbox One for some time. But that always means that the window's open. When asked about PlayStation 4 version of the game, they said, quote, "If we have the opportunity, the final goal would be to launch the title on every platform." Now, you Nintendo Switch people getting a little itch there when you hear that. I think that game is absolutely possible on the Switch. I absolutely think that game will play there. No problem. In fact, that would be great. If they can get it there, that'd be wonderful. You may say, Scott, well, you're going to lose some visual clarity and blah, blah, blah. Yes, maybe. But I'm still saying it would work. If you can make Skyrim work, if you can make Doom work, if you can make lots of those kinds of games work there. There ain't no reason you can't make PUBG work on a Switch. Anyway, PlayStation owners, don't get too excited, though. We don't know how soon this will be. I'm guessing fall. Next year, a month ago from now. Let's say 11 months from now, you'll get it. That's Scott's prediction. Take that to the bank. Mario and Zelda topped Amazon's 2017 best-selling games list. This isn't too big of a shocker. We know they were doing well, but Amazon shoppers also bought a lot of PlayStation Store credit. So that's an interesting twist in the story of digital downloads. But anyway, the Odyssey was the best-selling video game of 2017 on Amazon. This according to data provided by the online retailer, that being Amazon. Nintendo also had the second and third best-selling video games on Amazon with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, rounding out the top three. None of this is all that surprising. Those were hella good games. PlayStation Store credit, though, was the number one and two top seller on Amazon, however. Amazon lists the $20 PlayStation Store gift card, which can be used to purchase PlayStation 4, PS3, and Vita games, as the number one video game item customers bought in 2017. So not quite the same as buying a game, which is why you have those Nintendo numbers. But if you were saying, hey, money for games, although I guess Sony fans could spend it on other stuff on the Sony store. It could be video and movies and stuff. But they had the highest thing. Here's the top 10 best-selling video games in 2017. Which includes 7 Nintendo published titles. That's crazy. Number 1, Odyssey. 2, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Breath of the Wild at 3, as we mentioned. 4, Horizon Zero Dawn. Well done, guys. Call of Duty World War II on PS4. Call of Duty World War II on Xbox One at number 6. Number 7, Splatoon 2. 8, Pokemon Ultra Sun. 9, Pokemon Ultra Moon. And rounding it out at number 10, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for the Wii U was the 10th most selling game of the year on a platform that's arguably dead. So there you go. Well done, Nintendo. You owned it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Video Games Daily. I'm Scott Johnson. And, you knew the time was coming. But Microsoft has finally done it. They've discontinued the Xbox One Kinect adapter. They already discontinued the Kinect. The adapter is now going away. So good luck trying to find one for your Xbox One S or X. They're no longer going to be making them at all. Or Windows device, for that matter. Quote, after careful consideration, we've decided to stop manufacturing the Xbox Kinect adapter to focus attention on launching new, higher fan-requested gaming accessories across the Xbox One line and Windows 10. This according to a Microsoft spokesman who said in a statement, as for any plans to bring the item back in the future, they declined to discuss whether or not that was on their roadmap, but did say the adapter will, quote, be no longer available. It marks the end of Kinect support for anything past your original Xbox One. I mean, I never liked that thing, the Kinect, that is to say. But part of me's a little sad. Pour one out for Kinect and the adapter you needed. It is the last day for the Steam Winter Sale of 2017, which was last year. But we're 3 days into the new year, and this is your last chance. So if you wanted to get Steam's biggest sale under your belt there and be done buying, or you want to buy a little more, or whatever it is you want to be doing there, today's the day. Among the games on sale, Original Sin 2, Divinity, Original Sin 2, $40. That's down for, what, $10? That's $10 less than it usually is. Is okay, I guess. Hellblade, that game highly regarded, $22.49. Middle Earth: Shadow of War, only $42. Resident Evil 7: Biohazard, for $24. My understanding is the permanent price for that will be $29 moving forward, which is interesting. Prey as low as $20. Night into the Woods, $15. Planet Coaster, $11.24. Should probably get that. Vanquish for $10. You can even get the Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain game, for $16 mere. SteamWorld Dig is at 13. That's only $2 off. Overcooked for 5. I picked that up. Grand Theft Auto 5 is only 24 right now. Rocket League for 12. And Hollow Knight for all of $10. There are a lot more sales than that, but that's just a handful of the best deals. Now's the time to get in there. Get in there now, because this is it. The last day. All right. Speaking of Steam, Steam unveiled its best-selling games of 2017, thereby their most popular, I guess. Some new faces, some old faces, and actually not that many surprises, but let's talk about them. Things went well for games like Counter-Strike Global Offensive, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Grand Theft Auto 5, Rainbow Six Siege, Rocket League, and Dota 2. But the year, those all sold very well. But the year was also a big year for new games, like Divinity Original Sin 2 and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, both of which did extremely well. PUBG, of course, leads the list, recently eclipsing the 3 million mark of concurrent players, which was the previous goal was held by them and got beat. Eight others also topped that 100,000 mark during the year. As I mentioned, Counter-Strike, Dota. Rainbow Six Siege is also in there, as well as Grand Theft Auto 5. That game just keeps selling. Grand Theft Auto 5. What a weird game. What a weird thing. I mean, what I hope that they're learning over there at Rockstar about what's happening with Grand Theft Auto is that they're dumb not to make sure that Red Dead Redemption 2, at least, and not if not a retro version of Red Dead Redemption 1, end up on Steam. Because, my gosh, look how well this thing sells. It's stupid not to have it there. It was always dumb there was never a PC version. There should be a PC version. Anyway. There you go. VR-only games did okay. Job Simulator, Super Hot VR, and Fallout 4 VR were the platinum status hits. Those did really well. Also, other games did pretty well. The Long Dark, Slime Rancher, and Ark Survival Evolved. Guess what? Survival games. Still a thing. Still popular. Who knew it? Hey guys, Scott here with Video Games Daily, and I don't want to freak you all out, but Paladins is getting a Battle Royale mode called Battlegrounds. That sound familiar? This is Hi-Rez Studios Paladins game based on the Unreal Engine. I don't know if any of you have played it. It is a, it's a shooter, but it's a MOBA. Like, it is MOBA as hell. It's okay. It's all right as far as that thing goes, but they're going to make this free-to-play add-on called Battlegrounds. 100 players drop into a massive map, explore, loot, and survive. Be the last champion or team of champions standing. I told you, every damn one of these games is going to get a mode like this. I wonder if Overwatch will ever get this mode. I would play that. I'd play the tar out of that. But I don't know. Anyway, so this is happening. Still in early development, they say, according to Hi-Rez, will be completely free to all users and will be released sometime in 2018 for PCs and consoles. They've adopted this in a similar move to what Epic Games just did with their 100-player battle mode. What do they call it? Battle Royale mode for Fortnite. And Crytek, which stuffed the same mode into the free-to-play shooter Warface. I've never played Warface. Anyway, what do you think about that? They announced some other stuff. People are forgetting about all this. But they have a mobile spinoff called Paladin Strike, a new champion called Moji, a new team deathmatch mode in the game itself as well. And there's other stuff going on, but clearly the news is the Battlegrounds mode. There is a trailer up for it. It's happening, dude. Every shooter is going to do this soon. Nintendo Nintendo Switch eShop quietly ring in 2018. Looks like the 3DS gets all the excitement, though. Kicking off 2018 with a very tiny set of new releases for the eShop, even smaller than last week, but they're going. Most exciting of these is probably Pick-A-Pix Deluxe, which is sort of like Picross. Well, it is Picross, really. It's like the cult favorite puzzle game, but they throw in some colors, and that changes things up, I guess, by having color in there. I have not played a Picross game in a while. I remember liking it at the time. There's also dodgeball role-playing game Stickbold, which actually looks pretty cool. The various local player modes support up to 6 players who choose from a cast of aspiring dodgeball champs looking to prove themselves on the court. Is that what the dodgeball... Is that just called a court when you play dodgeball? Never really thought about that. Anyway, co-op story mode even has actual cutscenes and battle... boss battles, rather, in between matches to fill out the plot of the story. Seems interesting. That's on the Switch, by the way. So that is the one big Switch title for the week. Then on the 3DS, you get a demo for the new Kirby game, Kirby Battle Royale. 100-player Kirby. One left... Just kidding, that's not true. Players compete against other Kirby heroes to duke it out with a number of different abilities. Think of it as Super Smash Bros. Kirby Melee. Basically, that's the idea that comes out on the 19th. And that's just the demo you can get today. But anyway, there you go. Grand Prix Rock and Roll Racing. Pick-A-Pix Deluxe. King of Monsters is another old game you can download. Or this Stickbold, a Dodgeball Adventure Deluxe. 16 bones. Probably not going to pay that. Finally, guys, finally, the speedrun record claimed for the Nokia N-Gage. There are only 2 of these on the platform, this being the second. It's come to this. Twitch streamer Zen Ivan says he has just registered the first speedrun record on the N-Gage. Do you guys remember that taco-shaped phone gaming device? Choco Taco, they called it. Anyway, that thing did not do very well. Anyway, officially, that record is for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which they completed in 26 minutes and 20 seconds, 20.8 seconds. Speedrun leaderboard has another record listing for the device. However, still as far as we can tell, there are only 2 speedruns for the N-Gage. But man, you gotta start someplace. Do you guys remember the... you guys remember that thing? It's kind of a nightmare for Nokia. It did not do all that well. I had one. I don't know why I had one. But hey, look, what the Switch is today is about 8 billion times what the N-Gage was. And you might say, well, maybe Nokia was ahead of the curve. Except there were Game Boys out and stuff already, and they were already doing this better. But anyway, you know, the idea of being connected to the internet all the time. So that was kind of a cool idea, but didn't really work out for them. Nice try, Nokia. Nice try. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Video Games Daily. I'm Scott Johnson. Starting things off today, if you liked Fallout, that is to say Fallout New Vegas, probably the best in the series, you'll be happy to hear that modders have set an ambitious goal to release the entirety of Fallout New Vegas in Fallout 4. In fact, they're calling it Fallout 4 New Vegas. This is a pretty crazy project. The mod is called Fallout 4 New Vegas. It's by Team 4NY, or NV, is it? So 4Envy, whatever that is, I get it, kind of. Anyway, they announced their project back in August. The goal is not to make just Fallout New Vegas, which, by the way, is beloved by many to be the best in the series, but to expand and refine its gameplay, new perk systems, that sort of stuff. Anyway, reputation and faction system that Obsidian introduced for that game hasn't been changed. And by the way, this is not a Bethesda-developed game. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Fallout New Vegas was Obsidian, a fine RPG maker in their own right. And I remember a lot of criticism when that thing first came out. It's funny how things that are criticized so much at the beginning end up being everyone's favorite just a few years later. Anyway, could be interesting. These are people who also worked for years on Skywind, the mod trying to update Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind to the Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim creation engine. That's been in alpha for several years. Still making progress. Still working on it. And there is another mod called Fallout the Frontier. Total conversion of Fallout New Vegas that takes the story to the Pacific Northwest. That's 80% done. I mean, I own all these games, so I'm stoked to load them up. But hurry up, guys. I can't wait all day. Horizon and others lead the 2018 Game Developers Choice Award nominees. That's right, we're still doing award shows for games that came out in 2017. Both those games I mentioned are up for Game of the Year, along with PUBG, Mario, and Nier. The organizers of the annual Game Developers Choice Awards have announced this year's nominees. Breath of the Wild and Horizon Zero Dawn are leading the pack. Both titles were nominated for a total of 6 awards, including Game of the Year, the 2018 GDC Awards. That's in when? March? Yeah, March 21st. That ceremony will take place then, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time at this year's Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, California. And here are a few other nominees that might be of interest. Best Audio, Cuphead, Nier, Hellblade, Zelda, Horizon Zero Dawn. Bunch of honorable mentions as well. Best Design, Horizon, Super Mario Odyssey, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Alright, I guess I kind of agree with that, whatever. Zelda, Nier. Nier's in all these, it seems like. Best mobile game goes to Reigns Her Majesty. Fantastic game. Hidden Folks. Monument Valley 2. Gorogoa. I don't know how you say that. I still need to play that. Is on there. Ton of honorable mentions. And they have all kinds of other stuff like best visual art, best technology, best narrative, all the way down to Game of the Year. Which again is PUBG, Nier, Automata, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Super Mario Odyssey, all of which deserve to win. They're all fantastic games. Check it out. Coming up in March. Whee! In a bit of a twist that's probably not that big of a twist, another game has decided to put a 100 dudes in an airplane, jump onto an island, and only one can stand at the end kind of gameplay. PUBG style, now Battle Royale style, now Paladins. You know, Paladins is kind of that first-person shooter MOBA thing that it's popular-ish. People are sort of into it, I guess. It's not the most popular game ever. It's Hi-Rez Studios makes this game. Anyway, they're getting a Battle Royale mode called, hold on, listen to this, Battlegrounds. It is a new Battle Royale style game mode for its free-to-play fantasy hero-based shooter. And just like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, 100 players will drop into a massive map. You explore, you loot, you survive, and then you fight to be the final champion. Who do you guys think is next? For real. And by the way, this isn't out yet. It's in early development. They're saying sometime in 2018 for PC and consoles. It will be free to everybody. But who do you think is next? Do you think Overwatch ever does this? Do you think we ever get like 100 Junkrats? Only one can survive? I mean, I would play that, I'm telling you right now, but I don't know if that game can do it. I will say that Blizzard needs to think about something, though. Because this particular mode is now everybody's mode, and if they don't have their own take on it and their own twist, does that hurt them? Does it help them? Love to hear what you think. Scott at frogpants.com. See you later. Enemy contact. Hello, everybody. Scott Johnson here with Video Games Daily. HTC has unveiled a brand new high-res Vive Pro and a wireless adapter for Vive and Vive Pro. So even you old and busted Vive owners can have some of the new hotness by having an adapter. Anyway, finally be able to get rid of those wires for the Vive and the upcoming Vive Pro. Its new PC virtual reality program, rather, has something that they're describing as 78% increased resolution over the standard Vive. That is 2880 by 1600 as opposed to the 2160 by 1200 resolution on the standard Vive. Thanks to that bump, HTC says text, graphics, and the overall experience will come into sharper view. It sounds good to me. Comes with an integrated headphones, built-in amplifier, as well as new head strap. This means no more more comfortable usage of the thing. It used to be kind of a pain. The Pro is supposed to be including two microphones, dual microphones that have active noise canceling with the two front-facing cameras. Price and release date for the Vibe Pro are not known currently at this time. I'm guessing they're going for a premium price on that, but maybe they'll have a deal on the existing Vive. But the update to Vive Port will replace the existing 2D catalog and service providers. Instead, you will see a fully immersive interactive preview. Interactive glimpses of content that give users a little bit of an idea of what's going on before you actually get it. So in theory, you could walk around in the VR room space a little bit before you grabbed a thing. Anyway, interesting stuff. HTC kicking it with a 60 gigahertz band, interference-free, low latency, high performance Vive wireless adapter. Catch it.
Dismissed.
Finally today, NVIDIA's GeForce Experience adds Instagram-like filters in its new freestyle feature. And they're talking about support for over 100 titles of the thing. This is crazy. Or for this thing. NVIDIA announced today this freestyle feature allows players to add more than 35 of these image filters. And it doesn't matter what game they're playing, in theory. Although, again, they said 100 games. But think of it as like Instagram, right? But for games. So, you can select 15 filters with 38 different settings. They can be applied to more than 100 games in this beta. This means players will be able to, I don't know, give the game they're playing a different overall look. Like, let's say Call of Duty World War II. You could play entirely in a sepia overtone, which make the game seem like it was photographed in the 40s. Here are the ones we know of so far, plus additional settings. Black and white, exposure, sepia, color, halftone, vignette, colorblind, mood, depth of field, contrast, night mode, special effects, details, retro, and adjustments. Those are the settings. One that jumped out at me is colorblind mode, which a lot of games support natively, but it seems cool that they might offer a way for people to have better the ability to distinguish between color palettes when you're playing games if you have a form of colorblindness. Anyway, so there's that. They have a list of the games. It's all the stuff you'd expect. A lot of new stuff on there. Look for this thing to be available as 3.2. In the release 390, then you have to enable experimental features within the GeForce Experience settings, which I have found to be a little precarious in years past. However, this is kind of interesting. Let's see how it goes. Everybody's getting into those filters, man. Even your favorite video game. PlayStation 4 holiday sales didn't exactly live up to Sony standards, anyway. PlayStation 4 holiday had a dip. Hardware was down, software was up. I don't know, at this stage of the game, you probably expect that, right? The console's been out since 2013. It is all about the games now. You have your install base. It's not like you've got to worry about too many new people. I mean, there's always new consoles, right? But at some point, you cap out there. They sold 5.9 million PlayStation 4 units around the world during the holiday season. This figure is slightly down from 2016's performance of 6.2 million units. They put out a press release on the 4th about this. PS4 has now sold a cumulative number of 73.6 million units worldwide. That was as of December 31st, 2017, so it doesn't include any new year data. Back in early December, Sony announced that PS4 sales had passed the $70 million mark. These figures include the company's higher-end models as well, the PlayStation 4 Pro. Anyway, it's the games that really shone, that did really well. In fact, right now, they are ahead of everybody on software sales. So good job on that, guys. Let's see, right here, I'm trying to find a note about specific games. I don't know. I feel like they need to be happy with where they're at because Nintendo's Switch did really well this holiday season. The Xbox One X came out, which is automatically a piece of competition that you have to deal with. And, you know, Sony had to fare that weather, and they did. They seem to do okay. I think these numbers are fine. I think it bodes well for Sony, and I don't think we should worry about them one bit. They're going to be just fine. They got all the money in the world, and we're never going to see any of it again. New Overwatch skins now available to mark the start of Overwatch League. And that new app is out too, by the way. iOS and Android people, you got your little tracking app to keep track of who's winning and when the games are and how it's all going. Actually, seems like a pretty good app. But anyway, this is one of the biggest esports initiatives ever, and it's happening. Officially kicked off the first season, game director Jeff Kaplan recently teased the themed skins that would be added to Overwatch soon. Sure enough, Blizzard plans to mark the occasion with the addition of some new content and features today, including the new skins. One of the league's skins will have its own skin available on PC, PS4, and Xbox One. During the opening remarks at an Overwatch League event, Blizzard revealed that these would be added to an update today and can be purchased using League tokens. This is a new type of currency players can purchase and use specifically for these skins. The idea is to allow the profits to be split between Blizzard and the respective teams. So if you want to support your team, this is a way to do it. You log in between now and February 13th, so you got plenty of time. And you'll get 100 free, or 100 of these tokens for free, which is enough to purchase at least a skin. A skin, okay? Additional skins will also cost 100 tokens, the equivalent of $5. So that's what you're paying for each. More expensive bundles are also available. The higher priced options go as high as $100 for 2,600 tokens, getting you bonus tokens and so on. Anyway, I will say, I will admit pretty openly and freely that some of these skins are super cool looking. Really cool. So, I don't know, maybe worth your money. Also, Blizzard made a very last minute agreement with Twitch, like right up to the wire, that they would be facilitating the streams of the games. That seems like something they should have had down months ago. I have a feeling Blizzard was going to try to do this on their own, and then they bailed at the last second. And thought, you know what? Twitch has the audience. What are we doing? Let's just do it with Twitch. I could be wrong, but that's what happened. I am very much looking forward to this. I hope you are too. Esports, the next level. Two dismissed.